morning. It's Ness Andrews and it's Friday morning. And this is Life Church Daily Podcast. Now, have you heard the saying, as wise as an owl? Well, I'm sure you have. And the funny thing is, actually, when you look into are owls wise, they're actually not creatures that are known to be specifically wise, not when you compare them to other birds. And it actually stems back to Greek mythology, whereas the goddess known as Athena was also known as the goddess of wisdom. And the owl was a symbol for her back in Greek times. So that was the connection there. And you might be thinking, well, why are we talking about owls and wisdom this morning? And it's really because I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm going to read that to you now, actually, from the NIV version. And it talks about God's wisdom. And this is Paul talking to the people in Corinth. And it says, "So it was with me, brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. And the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God." And I thought this is really interesting, isn't it? Because we so often tend to go to ourselves for answers, or maybe we go to our auntie, or we go to our one of our parents. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, because there is much wisdom that comes from just years of living and things that people have learned over time. But nothing can outweigh the importance of God's wisdom, and that God gives that to us through the Holy Spirit. And you've obviously, if you've listened to the last couple of days, you've heard both Graham talking about the Holy Spirit through Pentecost, and Stephen talking about it yesterday in the relationship with God. And so the Spirit of wisdom is one of these spiritual gifts that we can acquire by having a relationship with God, but we can also receive God's wisdom one-to-one within our relationship, as it mentions in this passage. So if you're struggling for answers, if you don't really understand what is happening, you need revelation, then I just encourage you to spend some time in prayer and asking God to release his wisdom through you over that circumstance, over that situation. And just wait for the word of God. Now, that doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be straight away. Or if he does give you a scripture or a picture, or you may hear something prophetic through somebody else, it could be that that is something that is to happen in weeks or months to come. But when it comes from God, it will always come, it will always transpire. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you are a God that just loves to pour out your blessings on us, Lord. And when we ask for your wisdom, Lord, you dutifully pass that on to us through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, teach us to seek you and seek your knowledge rather than go in man's strength and man's desires and man's plans, Lord. Because ultimately, Lord, your heart is for us to have a good future, one that is fulfilling, one that will be rewarding. And Lord, that we will make the right decisions if we are listening to your word rather than our own. And we ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Well, I hope you have a fabulous bank holiday weekend, folks. Go and enjoy the sunshine. Get the Barbie out. Bye.